Every single one received a miracle, right?
Yes.
Is that what, did I see the right thing?
Yes.
That's what happened.
Yes.
Okay. The Holy Spirit demonstrates the truth as we believe it. He demonstrates it. Okay. We don't have to wonder. Okay. We know Jesus already took care of all this sickness. So now I'm just going to declare it. I'm just going to release it. That's it. And He comes. The Holy Spirit flows out of you and does the work. So, I don't know, some new people here, maybe you guys have something in your body that you need prayer for?
Yes.
Some kind of pain or something, you do? Okay. We want to end this session, okay, by praying for each other with confidence this time, okay? It's not about us, it's about who's living in us. And He's already done this. So what is your need?
Geneva.
A what?
Geneva.
What is that?
Geneva.
That is your name.
My name.
Oh, Geneva. Okay. Yeah. Geneva, what do you need?
Yes. What I live?
What do you need to see God do?
Oh, okay.
Do you have pain or something?
Yes.
Yes?
I'm a pressure patient. I cannot eat salt.
Pressure?
Yes, it gives me heartburn.
What gives you heartburn?
A pressure on my head.
Oh, really?
Pressure go up.
Okay.
Pressure.
Okay. Pressure. Now, how many of you would agree that that's probably a demon? Okay, a demon, they like to do stuff like that. The pressure. They love to do stuff like that, okay? In the name of Jesus, that completely leave you. Completely leave you. Okay. So we're just going to speak to that. Do you have that pressure going on right now?
No.
No. Do you have anything happening right now? Anything in your body? Any pain right now?
But now my head is just heavy. It's not heavy.
It's heavy.
Correct. It can get very heavy sometimes. Then sometimes it free me.
Okay. All right. Does that happen all the time to you? Or?
Off and on.
Off and on.
Every month sometimes.
Okay. Does that happen a lot when
I can't eat salt now at all.
Salt?
Mm-hmm. Salt, I cannot eat them.
Okay. All right. You know, when you hear someone say, I can't eat this or I can't eat that, it bothers me, okay? Did God create us that way? You wouldn't believe the stuff I put in my stomach. I mean, I put some stuff in there. Oh, my gosh! And it doesn't bother me. You heard the testimony He gave about, you know, how I ate a can of a spoiled tuna fish? It was spoiled.
Yeah.
It was bubbling. It was spoiled. I put it in my mouth. Everything's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Nothing can harm you. Nothing by any means will harm you, Jesus said. Nothing! 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 Unless you believe it can. Okay? Do you know that nothing can harm you? That you can eat salt? You can eat salt. It's not God not keeping you from eating salt. So we can agree and we can declare right now in the name of Jesus that from this moment, whatever the enemy is doing that caused that salt in you to cause you that problem, it's ended in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That Jesus set you free of that 2,000 years ago. And that pressure right now, okay, put your hand on her head. Okay? Just command the pressure to go. Just command it in the name of Jesus. End it. End it right now. I cancel that curse. I end it right now. In the name of Jesus. Declare you've been created to be free. Declare you've been created to be free. And for there to be no pressure. What's happening right now?
Yes.
Is it clearing?
Yes, I'm feeling fine.
You feel fine?
Yes.
The pressure's gone? Or is it still there?
I'm sure that it's gone.
You're sure it's gone?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't feel the pressure right now. Is that right?
Yes, it's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, one of the hardest people for us to pray for is ourselves. You understand that? It's easier for us to pray for someone else because we're not feeling their pain. Okay? It's easier for us to pray for someone else than it is to pray for ourselves. Why? Because in ourselves, we feel it. Okay? And the devil wants us to focus on the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to learn that we can lay hands on ourselves. In the name of Jesus, there will be no more pressure. Okay, here's what the devil does, okay? God releases healing that Jesus paid for 2,000 years ago. He releases it. We stand there and we realize it's gone. It's gone. But the devil is a thief. He's a liar. And he's a robber. Okay, so what does he do? He comes illegally to put a pain back on you again, to put pressure back on you again, to see how you will respond. Okay, so he comes and he puts pressure back on your head again to see if you will say, oh, I guess I didn't get healed. As soon as you say that, he's not going. He got you. But as soon as you say, no! The life and healing of Jesus has been active within me, and I'm keeping it, and you're not putting nothing back on me again. You are not, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Go! Then what can he do? He has to go. You see, the devil needs to get us to agree with what he's putting on us. If we agree with it, he's got us. Can we get healed again? Yes. Can we get delivered again? Yes, we can. Okay, there's no end to the number of times we can get free. But I don't want to keep getting free. I want to stay free. Amen?
Amen.
So understand, that's the spiritual warfare that we fight. Is as soon as God releases healing or deliverance in us, the enemy is going to come to put it back on you again. But he cannot stay if we don't accept it. He has to get us to accept it. So why would we accept it? Don't. Recognize when it comes back, it's coming straight out of the pit. And you command it to go because you have authority in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so are you still good or is it... Are you still good?
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, anybody else? Got something going on? One nice thing about going out and doing crusades and I just like to walk through the marketplace. When I was in Haiti, you know where Haiti is? You ever heard about Haiti? The island of Haiti? I went into the marketplace there and I asked, there was a lady weaving a basket on the ground, people everywhere. And I said, excuse me, ma'am, could you tell me where the sick people are? She did this. She looked out at me, she said, are you stupid? I said, what? She said, look around you. Everybody's sick. Everybody's sick.
Amen.
Everybody you look at, they're all sick. I said, oh, yeah. Okay. So I just went to the market praying for one person after another. Miracles, salvations happening. Boom, 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 boom. One after another. Okay, there's sick people everywhere. So if we don't have a crusade, I just go into the marketplace. Lots of people. Lots of sick people. Okay? Lots of lost people. Muslims. Do you have Muslims here? You got some Muslims here? Okay. You know, they don't want to listen to you give them the gospel. But they will let you pray for them. And when you pray for them and they get a miracle, now they're going to listen. Once God opens their blind eyes, once God opens their deaf ears, once God brings life to their paralyzed leg, they're going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now they want to hear what you got to say. When we understand who we are, that we're carrying the same anointing as Jesus, we're not afraid to pray for them. We just do it. Okay, then we see miracles happen and we see lives being saved. You cannot go into a Muslim and open up your Bible and start teaching them about salvation. And they're going to say, get lost. You got your religion, I got mine, okay? They need a demonstration of power. And that's what we carry. We carry with us in the Holy Ghost a demonstration of power. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, so there's nobody else that needs prayer? I guess that's pretty good, huh? Everybody in the house doing good. Praise God.
Jesus is living with us.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you are living in Him. You are hidden in Him. Remember that. Colossians chapter 3. Your life, it says, is hidden in Christ. Don't stick your head out. Don't stick your head out. Don't try to do things in your own strength.
Amen.
Don't trust in your own ability. You stay firmly resting in Him and His ability, and you'll stay hidden.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, the devil's, he won't be able to do anything to you because he can't find you. I'm telling you, this is real.
Amen.
This is really real. Praise God.
Amen.
All right.